Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, whether you're 20, 30, 100, or whatever, 1 year old, 8 years old, welcome to Apex Legends Tips and Tricks Podcast. Today, I'm just going to be here and breaking down a little bit of what's coming out. As you know, it's solo and squad coming to Apex Legends. What does that mean? I'm not sure if this is a real update or just somebody claiming that it is. But the reason why I haven't posted for a while, I was actually thinking of posting, but I lost my account, I lost everything, and I just didn't gain it back. And I'm pretty disappointed at Apex right now. Everything they did do seemed to just make updates worse. People lost their account, and I just didn't feel like doing a podcast on that day, or like support a company that is just like ruining the game, and who can't find a way to fix cheaters. There's lots of cheaters in Apex Legends, and just Respawn just needs to find a way to fix these cheaters, or to find a way to just build in their system so that these cheaters get banned for cheating. And I feel like there's a lot that's happening right now in Apex Legends in general. It's making the fans mad. It's making a lot of people quit Apex. And it's just becoming a very, very sad situation. I had hopes for this, for this game. And I just feel like it's just dying. It's just, I don't know where it is, where in the world it is now, because it's just, it feels like it just keeps dying slowly and slowly and slowly. Well, I just didn't want to do an episode then. So yeah, guys, welcome back. One thing that I gotta say is the April Fool's Day event is so freaking fun. Love the events. I don't know, there's nothing to say except for that event was so good. It was just like the best event. It's just so fun. Like, to be able to go as high as you want, go down, come down, go back up. It's just so fun. I love the event. I love everything about it. And I'm hoping for it to come back, you know. I just love the event. I don't know why. It's just such a fun game mode to play because of what the gravity is. And it's just so fun. And when I got my account back, I didn't play. So, yeah, just so you guys know, they fixed it. All of the account is back to normal. Not everybody will have the account. Some people may have glitched. And that means I would recommend to you, you guys, to reach out to Respawn. And reach out to them and talk to them about it. My account is back. Not everything is back on my account, but my account is back. It got totally, I went down to like 2 years, my battle pass from 2-3 years ago, and my level went down from like 3, which I don't know what was happening. It's so crazy. I was super frustrated, and I feel your pain out there, that those who email me and saying, oh yeah, I lost my account. Yes, everybody did. Like, a lot of people lost their account. People who entered that day all lost their account. It was a very frustrating day for everyone. I can relate because I lost mine that day as well. But yeah, I'm super excited. I love you guys. I see emails, a lot of you wanting me to talk about the solo and new season 21. Yeah, we are really close to that. I gotta say, we are really close to season 21. We are getting that close to season 21, and it's just exciting. It's getting hype. New hints have been added in the game, and some of them will possibly come out, some of them will not come out. But the biggest one news is solo and quad battle royale coming in season 21. So this news may be false. I'm not saying that it's true. I'm not saying that it's true, and I'm not saying that it's false. But this will be interesting because a couple of months ago, oh, not even like four weeks ago, maybe like that, they said, Respawn said they will never have a solo mode because Apex Legends is all about teamwork. And that was interesting because before that as well, they said they would never have, Control will never be a permanent game. But then we found out Control was going to be a permanent game, and it ended up being a permanent game. And now we play Control like a lot. But seeing how, and they said months ago that Solo will never be coming to Apex Legends, and now Solo is coming to Apex Legends, people are like, what? You know, it was a big news. It got people excited. They say it's being tested, and it's possibly coming to Season 21. Maybe it has something with the new Legends, the reason why they're releasing it, or or something else. That is really exciting. So in season, going to Season 21, we will be adding some very cool cosmetic, and there's going to be a tournament, of course. There's going to be a game mode where it's like, if you go to your, like in the past, like a week ago, when you entered Apex Legends, there's this face off with Octane and Horizon. It says choose your side. I think I posted it on the Discord. I think I did. Yeah, I posted it on the Discord. It's called choose your side. And what you do is you choose the legends, and you get to choose which legend that's gonna win. I highly recommend everybody to play Horizon in this event so that Horizon can get the gauntlet. I know everybody loves Octane, but I recommend people playing Horizon because if Horizon wins, she gets the time gauntlet, and then we get to figure out what happens next. But yeah, I'm sure it's going to still be the same way, even though if Octane wins, even though all the teams that are playing Octane wins that fight, I know it's probably still going to be the same, but it's still, I'm recommending people to choose Horizon as much as everybody loves Octane, but choose Horizon. But that event is supposed to bring new stuff and lead us to the new season, which a lot of people are assuming the new season will have to be doing with Horizon and Horizon Sun and Wraith. You know, we're getting Alter, which is in season. I'm not going to get into her abilities right now because I've seen her abilities on YouTube. It's been confirmed that Alter is coming, but it's like I want to wait for a little bit before I jump into her ability. But I want to talk a little bit more of the story. So Alter's ability, Alter's story, is some people are assuming it's like an alternate version of Wraith, which will make sense, or an alternate version of Horizon. But now we found out that Alter is actually I think it has not been like checked and clear yet that this is who she is, but I think Alter may be Chinese, and it will be like our very first Chinese character. We're not counting Valkyrie, guys. Valkyrie is not Chinese. Valkyrie is Japanese. But Alter would definitely be a very, very first Japanese character, and I'm super excited. Her ability looks impressive, but I honestly felt like we didn't need another legend like Wraith. I didn't feel like we needed another legend with the same ability as Wraith, which for me, the whole portal stuff seems a little bit similar to Wraith, and I just wish that that there was a different legend. And I'm super excited, and she looks more like an elf. She has this metal tail on her, and I'm just super stoked about it. And then another thing that people has been talking about is the new hint of how Watson's climatic outfits is gonna look like, And people are super excited about that. Her super suit, or whatever they're called. And some people were very excited about the collection event. And there's another collection event. Wraith is going to get a pretty cool outfit. There's going to be new outfits for every single legend. You'll see this in the video. If you follow me on Spotify, you will see everything. But it sounds exciting, guys. Like, everything in this sounds super exciting. And I'm super excited to see what Apex Legends. There's a new event definitely that's going to be coming out this year. It's coming out pretty soon. Make sure to buy it. It's like a cyberpunk type of season. Urban Assault Collection, that's what they call it. It's coming pretty soon. Hyper Mist told us a little bit about what that was coming, and I was super excited. I think Hyper Mist is most of the time very correct, and I'm super excited about the Wraith, you know, Watson, Valkyrie's heirloom, Urban Assault outfit, super cool. Also, I forgot to mention this. A lot of you guys mentioned to me, oh, nah, you have to buy the whole set. With this Urban Assault legend, they're gonna let you use your crafting metal, to buy outfits in this Urban Assault, so you won't have to buy. Actual coins to use it, but in the far future we will start getting you will have to start spending money to gain these outfits instead of using crafting metal, which too many people spend on. But also you can use it to unlock chests that you can possibly earn the heirloom as well. So this event, Apex Legend, has had a hard year. For sure, it has had a hard year. This is definitely not the best. I assumed that it was going to be the best Apex season or Apex year of all time, but that turned out to be wrong, because now with the new season, with the new hacking that went on, and it just ruined the game. It really just ruined the game. It's just not fun, you know, because now everybody's hacking the game, and you're playing game with tons of hackers, and it's just not fun. I get it for people who are just saying, it used to be fun. Yeah, it still is. Still is. Trust me, it's Apex Legends. The game is still fun. I just wish that they could fix all of these hacks and everything that's been pretty much destroying the game, because we need a game to go back the way it was. We need a game so that we can start enjoying the game and not have hackers walk around the game freely and just hacking the game and ruining the fun for everyone. But yeah, it's just sad. It's just sad. I hope the company can get it in control soon, and so that we don't have to end up like this. Definitely the solo will be, the guess is it'll be part of the Battle Royale game. So it's going to be a permanent game mode. So it's not a game mode that you would just see. Hypermist is telling us solo, however, that they're saying it may come in this season. It's being tested in the background, so it's just like last time when solo was here, which was a while ago, I didn't get a chance to play it, but it was like it'll be easier for people who played Wraith and Pathfinder, because one, they can just glide up and hit you from above, and a lot of the Wraith can just phase away, you know, easily. So it made it difficult for so many people as they were playing. But now, since there's more than lots of legends, People are definitely wanting Solo. We'll just have to see how it goes. Solo, we may get Solo and then finding out that it isn't really the game any of us wants or any of us needs right now, and it may end up like going away very fast than we thought it would, and it may not be the game that we really want. So we will just have to see. They're testing it out, seeing how Solo worked. So far, they haven't reached out since the update came along. They've not reached out and said, oh no, when that news is false. So I'm just saying it's a hope for next season, guys. But it's not 100% confirmed until we see it on their trailer. So, yeah, this is not 100% confirmed. Solo and quad coming. I'm not exactly sure if this is actually like real or anything. I'm just saying what I heard. So, I'm super excited. If Solo comes around, I'm going to be playing Solo. The reason why some of you guys may not prefer Solo, because it's a team-focused game, and I get that point. But there's been a lot of times when playing a game, you know, people leave. So, and then I'm like, okay, I got nobody to play with. You know, random players. You don't play anymore as a team. So I think it's best to bring Solo to the game. And I'm super excited, so it'll probably be coming in Season 21 and the releasing of Season 21. And I wish we got that new map. Of course, we're not getting a new map. The new map is saved for next season of the map. So we are not getting
a new map
this season. It makes me pretty sad because the new map looks sick. I mean like, I think new map is what brings Apex Legend players back, and if they could do that again, that would be awesome. I'm super excited. The new map looked awesome. They've been hinting it for a while. So yeah, guys, thank you for all your support, for everybody who supports me in all everywhere. I just want to say thank you to all of you guys. You guys are the best. You guys are the true fans. Thank you to everybody on Spotify. Appreciate all of you guys. I see all of those follows, guys. Woo! Spotify rules. But guys, thank you so much. Thank you for those who told me they would download Spotify now so they can follow me on Spotify. Thank you so much. Yeah, some of the question came, you lost your account. How did you regain your account? I just waited. I didn't touch anything. I went to the game at 12 noon, and I entered the game, and then I realized everything was gone. I exited the game. I was angry. I reached out to several people, and told me a lot of people's accounts are also gone all over social media. But then I found out that all the account is back. They had to shut the game down to bring back all the account again. So, yeah. I have no problem with the game. I just hope that they can fix the game and make it better. And just, like, have people enjoy the game again, you know. And move on. Like, fix the update. Move on. And don't focus a lot I'm releasing expensive heirloom and expensive events that cost $700. Focus on more of fixing the game, making it right. Making it right to ever all the fans. And bring Apex Legend to the point that it was a couple of seasons ago. Every single time, I thought this anniversary season, I assumed wrong. There's going to be huge. The LGS is going on, and I'm super excited. And then you get Destroyer hacked Apex Legend online in front of thousands of people. And then ruins the LGS. Now, people are not enjoying the game when they're playing with cheaters. And I think that's what brings Apex to a stop. is that it's starting to be like Titanfall, and now people are fighting Titanfall too, guys. That's what I'm here to talk about too, is the email that I got. Apex Legend destroyed every battle royale out there, in a good way and in a bad way. Thank you, Cryptonautic. Thank you for that email. Yes, Apex Legend destroyed battle royale. Destroyed it. Literally, physically, and I don't know, spiritually, maybe. Apex Legend destroyed battle royale in a good way. Apex Legend got what no other game has ever done and put into the game. Apex Legend, those games, Call of Duty, PUBG, Fortnite at the moment. Even before Fortnite, there were other games. Those games did not explode. Those games were battle royale games. Slow, painful to play. And I even played them. I was like, I just was going with the flow because there was no fast game battle royale. When Titanfall released, they released it. EA released two games, and Call of Duty was releasing at that moment. Battlefield 1 was releasing, and then Titanfall 2. Those games did not sell many copies. Titanfall 2 did not sell many copies. Titanfall 2 sold 4 million copies. The first Titanfall game sold about 10 million copies. And Titanfall 2 sold about 4 million. It wasn't because people didn't like Titanfall. That's the problem. It wasn't because people didn't like the game. It was the monetizing and the release of the game when there were so many games coming out. And that was because it was not the audience's fault. It was EA and Respawn's fault. And I think if they could do Titanfall 3, and they were in the middle of working on it, then came Apex. Exploded. It blew up the internet. Exploded. A game that they thought would never be a success. It just exploded. So many players, ninjas, you know, some of the best Fortnite players used to play that game. And Apex Legends also changed the game industry. It made a way so that people can communicate with each other without having to talk, because most games depended on you talking to your friend, and you don't want to talk to a kid who's annoying and loud, or somebody who's playing a background music on their microphone. Like, you don't want to play with people like that, and it's just loud and obnoxious. And people a lot don't want to talk to people online. They want to just play the game and enjoy the game. And Apex Legends made verbal communication in the game, which is Legends. If you listen carefully, Legends will be able to tell you what to do. Legends will tell you, oh, enemy here, move here. The pinging system was amazing. No other games had the pinging system until Apex Legends came along and added the pinging system to move this way, move that way. And then every game has it. PUBG, you know, lots of Overwatch, Fortnite, you know, all of Call of Duty, all of those games took inspiration from Apex Legends. Not one game that changed every battle royale game out there. One of the things also that Apex did right is fast-paced. Titanfall used to be the fast-paced game. Apex Legends is the first hero shooter game. First hero, superhero, or heroes shooter game. You join in a battle royale match. You jump in. You can even go across the map in one game. Like, the map is so huge. The way to glide to get to certain section in the map, it's so big. And it's just so amazing and such fun waiting to get through the map. In Fortnite, I used to walk, before even they had sprinting or sliding, I used to walk across the map. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is tiring. And then when Apex came and you jump into Apex Legends, it is just such a relief. Such so much fun. Like, so much fun to just play and enjoy it. Like, fast pace, you move, you find an enemy, and it's just so fun. Like, the gun movement, the way to move guns, the way to shoot, it is just so fun. The whole game is just fast paced. It's probably one of the fastest paced battle royale out there. One of the things that made Titanfall really good, is the wall run. Titanfall 2, the wall run. The wall run was so fun. People loved it. People all over the world loved it, and they loved playing the game that way. It was such a fun experience, from what I hear. A lot people like had so much fun playing, and they just enjoyed the game. And then Titanfall 2 had glitches, hackers. The game just wasn't functionable anymore. It just wasn't working. And Respawn, instead of fixing that problem, they gave up on the game. They just like, okay, let's start on the third game. As they were working on the third game, you know, the idea popped up of Apex Legends. They had 10% of Titanfall complete in that moment. But they were like, nope, let's focus on Apex, because they didn't monetize the game, they didn't do anything. They just were like, okay, let's just drop it. They drop it, it blew up. So many people wanted to download it, get access, put their hands on it, and play this new game. And that was Apex Legends. Apex Legends was such an amazing game. And I don't get it. It's such an amazing game. It destroyed game industry, though. It destroyed it. It destroyed Titanfall, a game that had so many potential. It destroyed that game. And it's good that it's connected to the Titanfall universe for sure, but it destroyed it. It definitely did create very good vibe to a lot of new players, newbie, like Timmy. You know, my boy, it's Timmy. Like, his whole career started because of Apex Legends. A lot of these professional players, the whole career became how they got to where they are now. It's because of Apex Legends. It's just Imperial Howl, you know, all of these, Lola, all of these professional players. Apex Legends literally changed their lives in so many ways. It made their career what they have now. You know, first person shooter game, it's amazing, guys. So excited, guys, to see what they do next. I'm super stoked. I'm super excited. I just hope Respawn can work more into the game, fix it, so that people can just have so much fun. This season would have been so much better if they weren't cheaters, guys. They weren't cheaters. Just put more security in it. I know it's not as simple as it sounds. I really know it's not simple. I know I'm not a gamer. I know I'm not a gamer, so I got no right to say, oh, it's so simple, you know. I'm just saying, fix so that audience can have so much fun. Put more guarding, put more safety in throughout the game so that people can have, ban people who are cheating so that people can have fun. So, guys, this is one of my longest talking podcasts, I think. Guys, thank you for support, and I just want to say thank you to all of you guys. Sorry for those who lost your accounts. I hope you have gained it back. I can relate, because I lost mine and I gained some back. I didn't gain everything back, but the things that I really lost weren't really that important to me. I gained everything that was important to me, that I really wanted. So, yeah. The things that I got, I gained back. I don't bother with the stuff that I missed. They weren't really that important to me. But for sure, everything that I needed, I got. All the cosmetic I bought, I got it. So, yes, thank you so much for your support. I always love you guys for listening. If you join in the Discord, And maybe you can enjoy a game of Battle Royale with me. And that'll be super exciting. So just make sure that you join the Discord. And let's have some fun. Yeah. So guys, thank you so much. As always, check out me out on Spotify. If you want to see these videos and everything Apex Legends related, go click that follow button, leave those 5-star review. I'll see you next time. Peace out.